Right, so we were a little behind yesterday. We were finishing up the end of Yud Aleph and Beis, and today's learnings in Leil Nishbas Menachem Mendel Ben Yitzchak. So we're at the bottom of Yud Aleph and Beis. It was around seven lines from the bottom. The end of the line, Masnisin Delo Kaitana. So our Mishnah, the Mishnah above, which is spoke about, Beis Shammai thought that one cannot remove the trisin, the doors on the little carts, and Beis Hillel says, not only can you open it up, you could even put it back, and there's not a problem of binning in steer l'kalim. So the following b'risa is not like our Mishnah. What does it say? Masisin de lo kiaitano. The time the b'risa teaches us, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he says, the machokis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is as follows. Modin Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they're both in agreement, shemasalkanis atrisim, that you're allowed, b'yomtiv, you're allowed to open it up. Even Beis Shammai permits you to open it up. That's very different than our Mishnah. The only debate is whether you could put them back, close it up. So we see that's not like our Mishnah. Gemara qualifies further, the Braisa qualifies itself, but Medvim Amurim, when is that referring to? B'sheyesh len tzir. The debate when putting it back is only when there's a tzir, when there are hinges. When there's no hinges, rather. That's only time there's a machloka. So evaluation on tzir, if there are hinges, divya kolasser, everybody agrees. Even Beis Hillel will say, did I skip a line? Impossibly? Let's see. Okay, maybe I did, yes. Okay. The medra murim, let's go up again, I'm sorry. Bishesh lam tzir. The only machlokas is when there's a tzir. About ein lam tzir, if there is no hinge, then divya kol mutter. Even Beis Shammai will permit you to put back, close up the doors. V'hatani, doesn't the Braisa tell us the opposite? B'meder amurim b'shein lansir. The only machlokas is when there are no hinges. Aval yesh lansir divrei kol aser. But when there are hinges, it would be aser. So two different Braisas, whether everyone agrees without a tzir is better. The question, when's the machlokas? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you this is as follows. Amar Abai explains, b'sheyesh lansir min atzad divrei kol aser. When there are hinges on the side, everybody agrees that's going to be aser, because that's really considered binyan v'sir l'kelim, they explain. Okay. But when, and also when ein lem tzir kol ikar, divar kol mutter, when there's no hinges at all, everybody agrees that's going to be mutter, because nothing is going to be attached. You move the door and you put the door back on. When's a machlokas? Ki pligi v'sheish lem tzir b'emsa, when there are hinges in the middle. So, like, I have a little picture here. It shows where the hinges are exactly, where it's in the center of the door is the way the pictures explain. You have it also. Okay. So, like, hinges, that's the case of Be'emsa versus on top. If it's Be'emsa, that's Machlokas. If it's on top, the ends, so then everyone agrees it's Usher, because that's more, what happens is you take the door off. When you put the door back on, are you sticking it back on the hinges up in the top of the bottom? That's more of a permanent thing. So we're Machmir, even though normally we say there's no binyan and steer but kalim, when it's a tight fit. For example, building Lego might be a debate. As a machlokas, perhaps, when you're allowed to build Lego on Shabbos, because you're really fastening it tightly, so that might be an issue. But if it's in the center, you just put it in once in the center, that doesn't really attach so well, so therefore, that's the machlokas, whether or not that's going to be an issue. So again, kipli, you wonder, they argue, b'sheish lam tzir b'emsa. Mar savar gazvin, tzir b'emsa, atu tzir min hatzad, umar savar lo gazvin. Everyone agrees, fundamentally, you're allowed to place it in the center. The question is whether if we permit placing it when the hinge is in the center, will that lead somebody to place it when the hinges are in the ends? So Beis Shammai was concerned, he was gozer not to even put it with hinges in the center, but he still wasn't concerned.
This is a qualifier in the Reb Shimon ben Elazar versa?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Okay. New Mishnah, very, very important Mishnah. Mishnah tells us that Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Motin Lo Asa Katan Lo Asa Lula Lo Asa Sefer Torah L'Rishis HaRabim. On Yontif, a person is not allowed to carry out a child, can't carry a lulav, you can't carry Sefer Torah in Rishis HaRabim if there's no Erev. Meaning there's an issue of Hotzah even on Yontif. And Beis Hillel, Matir and Beis Hillel permits one to carry it outside. Gemara explains, Tani Kame, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Hashochet Olas Hanedava B'Yomtov Loke. A person, now on a different topic for now, which we'll get back to the mission in a moment, says a person, someone who rather shechs an Olas Nedava on Yontif is going to get Malkus. So why? So Rashi explains, because Olas Nedava, De'ilu olas chovas hayom, if it's a chovas hayom, let's say the carbon tamid, rachman ishari, the Torah already tells me you're allowed to bring a chovas hayom, that you have to bring. Avalzu, an edava that I decided, I volunteered to give, yesh lakriv lachar adom yomtif, you should give it the next day, wait until chol mori to bring it. To bring it on yomtif, you get malchus, because lo kirashi says, mishum lo sase kom lacha. It's an issue because it's not letzach ochel nefesh, you're not eating it, and ola goes the kulo kala, goes entirely to the mizbeach. So that's the shalot tzorach. If I shechted, if it's a shlamim, for example, where I get to eat part of the shlamim, so that's already permitted. But a olas nedava that goes all the gavoa, that's asur on yantif, because it's not a chova. The Torah doesn't permit me, and I'm not getting any tzorach ochel nefesh from this. So the Gemara explains, Amar lei, damar lecha, money, who has says this? Beis Shammai. This is the opinion of Beis Shammai. De amri lo, amrina mitoch shutra hotza letzorach hutra nami shalotzorach. This is like Beis Shammai in our opinion. We're allowed to carry outside something that's for purpose of tzorach ochel nefesh. If I have to carry food to my neighbor, bring food from my neighbor, that's permitted. So maybe we should say, since that's permitted, maybe any type of carrying, even shalot letzorach, should be permitted. We say this concept of mitoch. In fact, the Beis Shammai in our mission says you can't carry katan, you can't carry lulav, you can't carry a sefer Torah, since that ochel nefesh tells me that you only have to do melacha when it's purpose for an ochel nefesh. But we don't say that the entire melacha, the entire havara, the entire bishul, the entire tzah is completely uprooted. It's not that way. So this opinion also, even though shechita normally is permitted in Yom Tov for ochel nefesh, when shechita is not for ochel nefesh, that's going to be a violation of an issa deraisa, and you get malchus, so that must be the opinion of Beis Shammai. So Gemara continues, the Beis Hillel, if it was Beis Hillel was this opinion, that you shecht olas nedava, you get malchus, but why would you get malchus? Ha'amrinan, we already learned in our Mishnah, mitoch shehutra l'tzor l'tzorach uchanami shal l'tzorach. So just like you could carry a katan just for no reason outside, and you could carry a sefer Torah for no reason, not tzorach ochel nefesh reason, so you're also allowed to carry it, so therefore you should be able to shecht it olas nedava for a non-ochel nefesh reason. So hachanami, here too also, mitoch shehutra l'tzorach l'tzorach uchanami shal l'tzorach. So Beis Hillel is not the opinion who held Olas Nedava. I should point out, Gemara here doesn't really indicate it, but it's a machlokis, really a discussion, the Gemara in Ksubis and the Mishonim there, that when we say the concept of Mitoch Shehutra Hotza Letzorach Hotchanami Shalotzorach, or any melacha, that you're allowed to carry outside. So let's say someone wants to go on a stroll for take his baby outside. So you can't just carry things for no reason outside. You have to have a reason, not a tzorach ochel nefesh reason, but it has to be some tzorach yomtiv reason. Not just carry outside, not just turn fires on all the time and cook things just for no reason. It has to be a tzorach. The chiddush is you don't need tzorach ochel nefesh, but you do need another tzorach. So the implication from this mission is that Beis Hillel permits you to carry a katan outside. What's the tzorach of a katan outside? Beis Shammai says you can't carry a katan, because he says you can never carry unless it's for ochel nefesh. Beis Hillel permits you, it's only for a tzorach, we're saying. What's the tzorach for carrying a katan outside? So the Mishnah Berurah explained, because it's the katan enjoys it, and you enjoy it. You get a certain hana from going for a nice shul with a family. So you're allowed to push it. If there's no air, you're allowed to push the shul outside. So it always has to be a certain tzorach ochel nefesh. Tzorach yomtov is what's needed.
So if you don't like walking with your kids, then
you so if your children like it, so for the purpose of your children, so then you would be allowed to ride.
I think also says that it was cut down the mola when the point was that you were giving you a mila.
That's what the Tosos here, as you say it here? I look at the Tosos here.
Yeah, at the bottom of the last Tosos.
This is a Tosos also. He says in Ksubas as well, here as well, I see you right. He also talks about it has to be tzarch ksas. So the example here is a katan lemolo. Mishnah Berurah adds even a katan, I think it might be even Tosfos and Ksubas that says it, katan even just for stam oneg yomtif.
Yeah, he says here too. He says here, shari gam bishvil kamit teal. The second to last line. Right from Rabbi Nechanan.
Yeah, I see that. Code to the Mesachim Mekadur, play with the ball. Okay. So there, this is Tosfos, I pointed out. Again, you need some type of tzarech. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, so what the debate in the Mishnah between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether you're allowed to carry outside or not, is really a debate of mitoch shehutra l'tzorach hutra nami shel l'tzorach. Beis Shammai says it's only permitted tzorach ochel nefesh, and Beis Hillel says it's permitted even when it's not ochel nefesh. Since this malach in general can be used for ochel nefesh, it's permitted even in situations when there is no tzorach ochel nefesh. So Gemara challenges this Maskevla Rabba. Mimai de Beshame Besil of the Hopligi. How do you know they're arguing about this point of Mitoch? Dilma Bu'ir Erevotzal the Shabbos. Ve'ein Erevotzal the Yomtiv Kamithlikim. Maybe they're arguing. We know there is an Isser Dereis of Hutza on Shabbos. And that's based on a Pasuk. Rashi quotes a Pasuk, I believe, here. He quotes Pasuk that. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. Okay, Rashi quotes a different pasuk, but Gemara quotes a pasuk that we know. We'll see in a second that on Shabbos there's an Isser Dereis of Hotzah, and the way you get around the Hotzah is by building an Eir, by building these mechitos, these walls and stuff. So that's only relevant by Shabbos, but by Yom Tif, perhaps there's no such concept. There's no Isser Hotzah at all by Yom Tif, and therefore you have to carry outside. May that's the machlokas whether Hotzah carries over to Yom Tif. So Gemara explains further, and this is the machlokas. Mar Savar that. Beishame holds Erev Hotzah L'Shabbos Ve'Erev Hotzah L'Yomtif. No. Also, when it comes to Yomtif, there's an Isser Hotzah, and if there's no Erev, you can't carry outside. Umar Savar, this is Beis Hillel, holds that no, Erev Hotzah L'Shabbos only, but Ve'Eino Erev Hotzah L'Yomtif. There's no concept of a Hotzah, there's no concept of needing an Erev, and that's why he permits you to carry outside. Kedichsev, the Pasuk tells us, this source, one of the two sources of Hotzah in the Torah. You shouldn't carry a load from your house on Shabbos. B'Shabbos, and only on Shabbos it mentions, Dafka Shabbos is the Isser B'Yom Tiflo. And that's the source of Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai argues on this source, and that's perhaps the debate in this Mishnah. Okay, Rashi points out, there is another source of Hotzab, via Viru Kol B'Machaner, and the Gemara and Shabbos discuss the two different Sukkim. Okay, Gemara asks now, Maskev La. Rav Yosef says, according to this reasoning, if you think the machlokas is about whether Hotzah really applies to Yom Tov in general, El Miata, if that's the case, Lifagu Bavanim, maybe the debate should really be about rocks. Why did they choose a case of a Katan and a Sefer Torah and a Lulav? It should have been about rocks. So what exactly is the question? Why would it be about rocks? Rocks is a problem of Muksa. So Rashi explained, look at Rashi, Lifagu Bavanim. It's right around where we are in the Gemara. He says, if there's no Isser Hotzah, like we're suggesting according to Beis Hillel, no Isser Hotzah on Yom Tif, then ain Isser Tiltul. There's no Isser Muksa either. There shouldn't be. Shelo Nesar Tiltul Ela Mishum Hotzah. The reason why they asserted Muksa is because there was a concern a person might end up carrying outside. So they said, you know, don't get comfortable carrying things. You should have some type of hecker. Don't pick up certain things which are Muksa. That's going to remind me, oh, I'm not picking things up because there's an Isser Hotzah. But there's no Isser Hotzah, so there shouldn't be a problem of Muksa as well. Why wasn't there gzera on all objects, even non-rocks, even things that have purposes? There's such a hot meaning the Gemara in Shabbos says, you should aser all, not, don't carry anything at all. That was a very extreme gzera that I had in mind to do. We mentioned this concept a few days ago, like a week ago, that you can't make a gzera if most of the tzibur can't handle it. Most of the tzibur couldn't handle not carrying kelim, not carrying food, so we didn't take it that far. But we said, things that have no purpose, such as rocks and such as dirt, that muksa existed. Why? To remind you, why can I pick up a rock? Because I can't carry. And that's supposed to serve as a reminder. But if there's no Isser Hotzah on Yom Tif, so I could certainly, there's no muksa either. So why didn't the Mishnah give the example of rocks, which have been more of a bigger chiddush than carrying a katan, carrying a sefer Torah? So Gemara says, from this we learn, Elam Medilo Mifagi Bavarim, the fact that the Mishnah does not choose the rocks as an example, Shema Amina B'Hotzah Shlo Tzarech Pligi. They're arguing about Hotzah, meaning muksa still is in place. There's an Isser Hotzah on Yom Tif, and there's an Isser Muksa on Yom Tif. So the machlokas is whether or not the fact that Hotzah was permitted for Ochel Nefesh, is it permitted also Shelo L'Tzarech? Okay. Says the Gemara further now, V'af, Rabbi Yochanan, Savar, Mitoch, Shutra, Hotzah, L'Tzarech, Hotzah, Nami, Shelo L'Tzarech. Yochanan also holds such an idea of Mitoch, that if you permit a melacha for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, it's permitted even when it's not used for Ochel Nefesh. That's pligi. That's the machlokas itself between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Why? The Tani. We'll see in a second. Right now, the Tana Kami Rabbi Yochanan Hamevasha Gid Hanasha B'Chalav B'Yom Tov. Person takes a Gid Hanasha, which of course is asher to eat. He cooks it in milk. Gid Hanasha is considered, according to this opinion at least, Gid Hanasha is considered baser. You cook it with milk on Yom Tov, v'achlo, and you eat it. So how many malchus are you chayiv? It's fun. The Gemara has a number of cases like this. How many? What's the most amount of isurim you could accomplish in like one moment? So here you do two different actions. You cook and you eat. So totaling up, lokeb chamesh, five malchus. Why five malchus? You cook the gid. Now, there's no problem with cooking the gid itself. It's the fact that you cooked it on Yom Tov. That's one. And then loke mishum ochal gid. You ate the gid. It's the rice of eating the gid on Asher. Loke mishum mevasha basa v'chal. You get another iser of bishul basa v'chal. Forget it meaning Yom Tov. Just stop cooking basa v'chal. There's an iser deraisa. That's three. Loka mishum ochal basa v'chalav, you get a malchus for eating basa v'chalav, which is of course asr regularly during the week. And the fifth one is loka mishum havara, because you started a fire up, and starting the fire up is going to be another iser yantif. So those are five isurim. The Gemara says, Amalei, poke tani livra, take this brisa and throw it out. This brisa is wrong. We don't. It's not part of our mesorah. It's wrong. Why? Because havara, ubishal in mishnah, we shouldn't be learning that in the case, because we already learned above that let's look at that Rashi, two lines from the top. Yom Tov eino mishnah, it can't be taught in this brisa. Lilakos alein that you get malchus for it. Dimitoch shuch latzarach shuch adam mishal latzarach meatara. So even though you're cooking the gidon nasha, which you can't ultimately eat, so you still shouldn't get malchus, because we said according to Beis Hillel, mitoch shuch latzarach shuch adam mishalach, I'm allowed to use it for non tzarach purposes. So, and then Rabbi Yochanan says, however, if you want to really, Vim Tim Shalom, Mishnah, if you want to say, no, you really have a Masorah, you trust your Masorah that this was such a Brisa, then you're going to have to say it's Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai must be the author of this Brisa. Damri, because he holds, Lo Amrinan Mitoch Shutzalah, the Tzarah, Huchinami Shalah Tzarah, Chachanami, Lo Amrinan Mitoch Shutzalah, Havar, the Tzarah, Huchinami Shalah Tzarah. Because he holds that, like you said in the Mishnah, that Imlacha, if it's not, there's no Ochel Nefesh purpose, you can't do it. So that's why Havar and Bishul, if it's used for non-Tzarach Ochel Nefesh, it's going to be Aser. Beis Shammai must have been the author. So you see Rabbi Yochanan's debating who's the author. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, they're arguing about this point of Mitoch, just like we said above. Because continuing the Gemara, Beis Hillel was the author. Kevin D'Amri Mitoch Shutzal Hotzal L'Tzarach Hotchinami Shal L'Tzarach Hachinami Mitoch Shutzal Havar L'Tzarach Hotchinami Shal L'Tzarach. Okay. Now, by the way, it seems to be, reading through the Gemara, it sounds like this might be a raya, that even for the opinion of Beis Hillel, you don't need a tzarech at all for non-ochel nefesh. We said before, if I'm carrying outside, it has to be for a reason. So he says that if Beis Hillel was the author, you shouldn't get malchus for havara and for bishul. But what's the tzarech there? It's only allowed, he only allows it when there's a tzarech. I'm carrying the baby because I enjoy it, or the baby enjoys it, I could carry outside. But burning gidon nasha and cooking it, there's no tzarech there at all, so that should go back to being usher. That might be right, you don't need a tzarech, and yes, unless you say no, he won't say you get malchus for that. It's still usher to do that if there's no tzarech at all, but you don't necessarily get malchus if there's no tzarech at all. That might be how you get out of it.
Tosos, yeah. Top Tosos here,
oh, okay, there you go. The Tosos says on top, Vim Tomar, Mat Tzarech Ika, B'mevasha Gid, came in Shu Aser. So Tosos, going along with what you said before, Tosos the Shitaso, on the bottom of Amun Alf, hell that you need Tzarech. So what's the Tzarech for Gid on Asher? Yesh Lomar, came in Shaya B'daito, Shazel Lachlo, Hayin Tzarech Yomtuf. Since he thought to eat it, he thought it was okay to eat, I guess, because he ended up eating the Gid on Asher, it's considered Tzarech Ochel Nefesh in his mind, which is a bit of a stretch, but that sounds like Tosos is really trying to pack in that you need some type of Tzarech. The pashas is, you don't need a tzarech. Even according to Beis Hillel, you'll have to do any of these malachas for no purpose at all.
Yeah, and I think Rashi and Amar Aleph is clear that he holds that you don't need any tzarech at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just, if there's no tzarech, if there's mamish no tzarech, the Rabbanan come along and create a separate iser. But it's not a problem mitoch. So if you look at Rashi, Elam Adolo Iflug Bavanim,
mm-hmm.
If you look at three line, four lines down, Bisol Islu Kevin the Hutra Lutzer Hutran Minatora Lagam.
Ah, very good deal. Yeah, it's true.
El Rabban and Gozer Bemidin.
Uh huh. So they were Gozer in terms of Tircha, not in terms of the Tzarech, the Gzera.
Yes, it's Tircha, and then he brings the Katan.
Okay, very good. So this is Rashi the Shita Song Suba. It's not a surprise. Okay, so that's the debate. Thank you for finding that. Okay, so this again is very, very important. For Yantif, real halacha lemaisa. Okay. Now the Gemara says, not so halacha lemaisa, this next Mishnah. A bit confusing, we'll have to try to take it slow. Beis Shammai Omrim, in this new Mishnah, Ein Molichin Chala Umatanos Lekoim Yomtif. So a person is not allowed to send Chala, a person is Mafish Chala, you can't send it on Yomtif to a Kohen. And matanos can't be sent either. What's matanos? Matanos are when you shecht a chulin animal. In Eretz Yisrael, you have in the pasuk in Shoftim, I believe it's found, you have to give zero lechaim bekeva. That parts of the animal, zero is a part of the animal. I think the right hand and lechaim are the cheek, the jaw area, and the keva, what is like the stomach. So those three parts of the animal you have to give to the kohen. That's called matana. So those are chulin, completely chulin, but it's a special matana that the kohen gets in Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays it's not done anymore, and I think the reason being, I think the way they get out of it, I think one of the Nosekeim, the sign of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Siman about Shazer Lechaim Bekeva points out that if there's shutvis with a goy in such an animal, then there's no chiv to give it anymore. So I think they get around in Eretz Yisrael, at least they're supposed to get around it this way, I believe, by having some type of partial ownership with the goy, that removes them from the chiv to give the matanos to the kohen. So that's what matanos are. Beishami hold that a person should not send chala, nor she said needs matanos as zrel chayim mekeva to coin biyamtiv. And Gemara says further, bein shehurmu meemesh, bein shehurmu mehayom. Whether or not he was mafreshit, he separated the chala, he separated the matanos erev yom kippur, yamtiv rather, or even if he separated on yamtiv itself, he should not send them off at all. Now the reason being is because we'll see a little further, but it's a little bit confusing. Let's backtrack. When it comes to Chumah and Meiser, Chumah and Meiser, it's also to be mafresh Chumah and Meiser on Yantif. It's also to do that. Now, we'll see, I think everyone's in agreement, Beishai and Beisil, that you cannot send Chumah and Meiser on Yantif either. Because there's a concern, there's no problem, why can't I send anything to the Kohen? What's the big deal? I can't send the gift? Their concern is, if I send the Chumah, if I'm allowed to send Chumah and Meiser to the Kohen, it might lead me to be mafresh Chumah and Meiser as well. So now the question is, when it comes to being mafresh chala and mafresh matanos, that's permitted on yantiv. I can separate chala, I can separate matanos different than my chum and meiser. So since I can separate it, so let me send it off to the kohen also. So okay, because I'm allowed to separate it. There's a concern we'll see as the Mishnah and Gemara talk about, if we permit me to send off the chala and matanos, it might lead me to send off chum and meiser, which then might lead me to be mafresh chum and meiser. That's all the whole gzeira, as we'll see Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel speak out. Okay, so Gemara, the Mishnah says now, Ubeisil Matir, and Beisil permits one to send the chalas and the matanos. So Amrhem le Beisham, Beisham says, Gzeir Shava, I have a Gzeir Shava for you. And Rashi points out, this is not a real Gzeir Shava deraisa, because this is a whole discussion on a Din Derabanan, a Gzeir Derabanan level. That's not a real Gzeir Shava. But he says, Gzeir Shava, Chalu Matanos, Matanel Kohen, Vechuma Matanel Kohen. Just like chalma and matanos are gifts to a kohen, so to chuma's gift, kishem shein molichin es chuma. Just like you don't send chuma to a kohen on yom tif, kachin molichin es matanos. So too you shouldn't send matanos. So too you shouldn't send chala. So Amrahem the Beis Hillel responds, lo, not a good comparison. Im amartem b'chuma, if you tell me that chuma can't send shein zaka b'haramasa, the reason why you can't send chuma is because you're not allowed to be zaka. You can't be mafresh chuma itself on yom tif, so that makes sense. You shouldn't send chuma lest you come to be mafresh chuma. But Tomer, you're going to go so far to say b'matanos you can't send shazaka b'haramasan. But there's no iser being mafresh zerlachan v'keva. There's no iser being mafresh matanos in yantif. So if I'm allowed to mafresh matanos, so certainly I'm allowed to send matanos. So where in the world are you getting this xera not to send matanos and chala on yantif itself? Okay, so that's the debate between Beisil and Shammai. So now the Gemara analyzes this machlokus and says kasaka daitach. The havamina here. It's debate between Beisil and Beis Shammai. If shehumro mayom ushenishchtu bayom, the machlokus is that when I separated the chala on today and I shechted the animal today with Israel chayim mekeva today, or it's a case of shehumro meemesh v'shenishchtu meemesh, or I separated it yesterday erev yom tif, or I shechted it yesterday erev yom tif. That's the havmina, and if that's the case. So then the Gemara is machlok, the money masisin, who's the author of Mishnah? It can't be Rabbi Yossi, low Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be either of the two. El Achem. Achem must be the author of our Mishnah. What are you talking about? Which Achem? Gemara is going to bring now a whole brisa, which you have to follow along carefully to figure out the different opinions, whether they go in line with our Mishnah. So again, remember, our Mishnah is talking about a case either where it was mafresh, it was hurmu, mayom, and shenishchu bayom, or is humu me'emesh nishchdu me'emesh? What's going on here? The Bryce explains the Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, lo nechalku beis shammai beis hillel, they only argue, al matanos shehumu me'erev yomtif, shemolichin ima matanos shehumu me'ayom. they argue that everybody agrees Ushineshik Lumayom. So let's say I had matanos from Erev Yom Tov. I'm allowed to send them along with the matanos on today, on today's Yom Tov. So you see from here that even Beis Shammai permits you to send matanos that were shechted on Yom Tov, you could send those matanos. And you can even send along with them the Erev Yom Tov matanos, you could send along with the date, the new matanos of Yom Tov. Lo nechleku ela lo lichin b'fnei atman. The only debate is, can I take yesterday's matanos, Erev Yom Tov matanos, and send them off today? Even though I didn't shecht it today, can I send it off today? That's the machlokes. Shebeis Shammai omrim ein molichin, ubeis Hillel omrim molichin. Beis Shammai says one may not take yesterday's matanos to send them, Beis Hillel permits you. The kachayu Beis Shammai hadanin, this was the logic. Chal matanos matan lekohen, shuma matan lekohen, everything here are all gifts. K'shem shein molichin sa chuma, kach ein molichin sa matanos, just like you can't send chuma. Chuma can't be separated on Yom Tov. It can only be separated every Yom Tov. So we're talking about Erev Yom Tov chuma. So just like I can't send Erev Yom Tov chuma on Yom Tov itself, so too I can't send Erev Yom Tov matanos on Yom Tov itself. And to that responds Amru LeBeis Hillel, lo, not true. In Mamartim and chuma, if you're going to say chuma, Sheinu Zakai BeRamasa, that's because you can't be mafresh chuma today on Yom Tov. That's why you can't send it. But Tomru matanos Shezakai BeRamasa, but chuma, you're right, even though the matanos were from yesterday, but Lemaisa, the matanos that are sent today, you're allowed to be mafresh them. You can send them on Yom Tov itself. So it comes out of here, though, as we see Rav Yehuda's understanding of Machlokes is different than our Mishnah, because our Mishnah, the Havmin, is right now a case where we're talking about matanos that were shechted on today. And even if they're shechted on the day of Yom Tov, you cannot send it off according to Beis Shammai. But Rav Yehuda says Beis Shammai agrees you can send off the matanos that were shechted today. He only says the yesterday's matanos you can't send. So that's how Rav Yehuda is not the author of our Mishnah. Next, Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa says, Rabbi Yossi held, Lo nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al matanos shemolichin. They don't argue on the matanos. Matanos can be sent off. There's no debate at all. They're only arguing about chuma. They debate whether you could send chuma. Here, even Beis Hillel permits you to send chuma. But when it comes to matanos, you're allowed to send in all situations. That's not like a Mishnah either. But kachayu Beis Hillel done. What's the reasoning of Beis Hillel that he permits chuma to be sent? Chalu matanos matana. Lekoin chuma matana lekoin. Kishem shemolichin is a matanos, kach molichin is a chuma. Just like you're allowed to send matanos, so too you're allowed to send chuma. And so for that reason, Rabbi Yossi held, chuma is permitted. So we see from here that our mission is not like Rabbi Yossi. And to that responds, Beis Shammai, Amru Lehem, Beis Shammai, lo, not true. In Mamartin, but matanos, you're allowed to say matanos can be sent, Shezacha Beramasan, but you're allowed to separate matanos on Yom Tov itself, so therefore you could send it off also. But Tomer, you're going to go so far to say, but chuma, that when it comes to chuma, shein zakai beramasa, that you're not zakai in the haramasa, you can't be mafish chuma, so you shouldn't be able to send chuma either. So we see how Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi are not like our Mishnah. What about the Acherim? The third opinion of the Braisa is Acherim am Omrim, lo nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al chuma. They don't argue about chuma. Everybody agrees. Shein molichin. That's so far consistent. You cannot send the chuma off on Yom Tov. Lo nechleku elo al hamatanos shebeish. Only arguing about matanos. Shebeis Shammai omrim ein molichin, uBeis Hillel omrim molichin. So Beis Hillel says you can send it. Beis Shammai says you cannot send it. This sounds very much like our Mishnah. They don't distinguish between yesterday's versus today's. Sounds like our Mishnah. So Gemara says after all this, leima acheim velo Rabbi Yehuda. Are we going to say it's Acherim and not Rabbi Huda? Is that the author of our Mishnah? Gemara says, Amar Rava, no. Mi katani, does our Mishnah ever tell us, Shehumru mayom, ushineshchu mayom? Never says we're talking about specifically a case that were matanos that were shechted on today, and mafreshcha that happened today. It never says that at all, that we have to say Acherim must be the author. Shehumru katani, it says Shehumru. Whether it was from yesterday or whether it was from today, that's what it's talking about. I skipped the line, hold on a second. Right, Shehumer Katanu, Ulo Olam Shechitas and Memesh, really it was shechted from yesterday. And Leimi Rabbi Yehuda Vlo, Ahiv Lo Acher, maybe really it's Rabbi Yehuda the author of our Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yehuda held again that everyone agreed that the whole debate was when it came to Matanos of yesterday. The only debate was, the only debate was about yesterday's matanos. That was the whole debate about yesterday's erev yom tov matanos. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is actually talking about, and really it's Rabbi Yehuda who's the author, not the Acher. So again, it's a little confusing as I'm saying.
Does our Mishnah say Ben Shahar Mameh Emesh, Ben Shahar Mameh Ayom?
It does. Let's see. Made the point that it only says humor, it doesn't say nishchatu. That might be the issue. It doesn't say nishchatu. Even though you're right, the Gemara says here, talking about humu. Right, humu, it only says humu. That's the point. It only says humu. When it comes to shchita, shchita was must be talking about yesterday shchita. Our whole debate in this Gemara is only about matanos, by the way. It doesn't mention chala. So you have to ignore the chala case. Humu is talking about being mafresh chala. Nishchatu is referring to matanos. So you're right, the Mishnah says Hurmu, when that's referring to Hurmu Me'amesh, Hurmu Me'ayom, that's referring to Chala. When it comes to Matanos, though, that's about Shechita. It doesn't tell us when the Shechita took place. It's possible the Shechita took place Erev Yom Tov, and that's still the Machlokas, and they still argue about it, whether an Erev Yom Tov Matanos can be sent on Yom Tov himself, and that, Rabbi Huda is the author. Right, I think that works. Yes, sir.
The only area of conflict that we saw between Rabbi Huda and the Mishnah was Nishchatu Hayom.
Right. Right, so I think that's the Meduk. And the Gemara, I think that's what Rashi says also. So Gemara says, now really, afilu tema achirim. Even achirim could be the author of our Mishnah. Ubahanuch de nishchtu me'emesh, referring to, no, it was shechted, let's see. Quite confusing.
So now that we're saying that Shechita was Dafka Me'emesh, Shechita was Dafka Me'emesh, so then Shverim Acherim.
So the answer is that
is that Acherim is also talking about Nishchatu Me'emesh.
So I guess that's the Gemara's question, and what's the difference between the two of them? In Echnami, that when Acherim, but the Acherim's opinion was never so clear. He just said they argue about Matanos. He never spoke about when the Matanos was. It yesterday's Matanos? Was it today's Matanos? It was very unclear. So Gemara says, no, when Acherim said that there's a machlokas about it, he's referring also to yesterday's Erev Yom Tov Matanos. Gemara says, if that's the case, then Ihachi, Hainu Rabbi Huda, it's the same thing as Rabbi Huda. They're both saying the same exact thing, that Erev Yom Tov Matanos is the debate. But Matanos from Yom Tov itself, everybody agrees that's Mutter. Gemara says, no, there's Ika B'nai, there's a Nafkamina between the two of them, nafkamina is the case of tefillah. What's the case of tefillah here? Let's see the Rashi. Rashi is tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda matir letafel ulaholich shel emesh im shel hayom. Rabbi Yehuda held in the beginning that a Erev Yom Tov Matanos alone is Aser. But if you lump it together with a Yom Tov Shechita, so again, I shechted an animal yesterday. I've got the Zroah, I've got the Chaim, I've got the Keva sitting from yesterday. I have it here. And now on Yom Tov itself, I shech the new cow, and I've got the Zroah, the Chaim, the Keva. Rabbi Yehuda says, I could take both, even yesterday's, with today's, and send them off to the Kohen. And Chaim say, no, you can't even do that. Erev Yom Tov Matanos, according to Beis Shammai, is Aser completely. Even though I shech the cow today on Yom Tov and have the Zoro L'chaim V'keva, I cannot lump together yesterday's with it. Rabbi Yehuda permits you to lump it together. That's the nafkamina, tefela, to make it tafel to the Yom Tov Matanos. Nothing more, it says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. We hold like Rabbi Yossi, he's the first opinion of this brisa here, who held that he's the second opinion of the brisa here. He said that everyone agrees you can send matanos. The only debate is about truma. Rav Tuvi Breid of Nechemia Havile Garva Dechamer De Truma. He had a whole jug of wine that was truma wine. And also the Kamid of Yosef, he came forward to Rav Yosef, Amrlei Mahu Leam Tuya Lekoin Hayidna. Can I send it off to a coin? Amrlei Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Rav Yosef, which case you may not send it. I believe that would be the answer, right? Oh, no, according to Beis Hillel, one would be permitted to, right. Wouldn't be allowed to, exactly. According to the other opinions, you wouldn't be allowed to at all, but Rabbi Yossi permits you, according to Beis Hillel, to send it off. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Ash Ushpaz Zichnai HaDirava, the host of Rava, Bar Rav Chanan Hava Le Asaraisa Dechardla. He had some type of mustard seeds. Okay. So Amar Le, Maul Lefruche Umecha Menai B'yamtif. Can I crack open the mustard seeds and eat it in Yom Tov? Is it like Rashi explains? Is it like Shechita and Bishul Tzar Chochan Nefesh? Whereas since this is something that can be done Erev Yom Tov, then it becomes a told of dush. Dush is removing, extracting something like we spoke about, like squeezing out juice, extracting something inside. That's Aser. So to opening up these shells would be a problem of dush. And since I could have done it Erev Yom Tov, I can't do it in Yom Tov itself. That's the Shiloh that was posed. So the Gemara says, Asa l'kamei d'Rava, so far, I skipped the line, lo hava b'yadei. So he didn't have the answer. So asa l'kamei d'Rava, they went to Rava, asked him what the halacha was. Amar lei, molin melilos mefarchin b'kitnias b'yom tov. You can, I'm not sure exactly what's the English term they use for molin. You could rub like the wheat together, which causes the seeds to fall out, or the mustard seeds to fall out. That's permitted, so it is permitted. So the Gemara asks now, should we keep going right here? I know it goes into the next stuff, well into it, I think. That's what time is it? Oh, it's still pretty early. Well, let's go a little bit further then. The Gemara says, "Aseve Abai asks the following question: Hamola melilas be'er Shabbos l'machar menafich mi'aliyad v'ochel. It's a person who wants to rub together the different mustard or the, I think it's something like wheat and straw or whatnot to get the seeds out erev Shabbos. So he does that." The next day, he could be menafik, what, he could like blow it from hand to hand a little bit to separate all the... Right. Menafik to blow it, to fan it. Because now, even though you separate it, you still have a whole mixture of...
Sort of tossing it back and forth.
Right. And the light stuff kind of flies away, and the heavy stuff. It's kind of what they used to do in the field to separate it. So on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to go, as you're saying, throw it back and forth, fan it, blow it. So this way, the light-weighted... shell is going to fly off. Ava lo b'karnin v'lo b'tamcha, but you can't use one of these specialized utensils used for separating. Now, hamola melilas b'erev Yom Tov, a person does Erev Yom Tov, l'machu, what's he allowed to do on Yom Tov itself? He rubs it together so they separated, but it was still part of a mixture. So, menafech al yad yad v'ochel, he could fan it or blow it back and forth. You could even use some type of special separating utensil, a sifter or a sieve. Different types of strainers that were used. So a karnin and tamchoy is not really specialized. It's something that makes things easier, but it's not so specialized. So you're allowed to use those types of kalim, but something that's really, really specialized, a real strainer and a real sieve, that would not be allowed to use on Yom Tov itself. So what's the diak here? So we say, Erev Yom Tov in, Yom Tov lo. We only permit you if you did the melilos Erev Yom Tov, Only if you do the separating Erev Yom Tov could you then fan it on Yom Tov itself. But on Yom Tov alone, you can't do Melilos on Yom Tov alone. We said above, you can do the Melilos on the Molin and Yom Tov. Here he says you can't do Molin and Yom Tov. So that's the Stira. The Gemara says, no, Afilu Tema B'Yom Tov, even a Yom Tov once permitted to do the Molin. V'aydi the Tana Reishim Erev Shabbos, Tana Seifim and Nami Erev Yom Tov. Since the beginning, spoke about Shabbos, so that you can't do Molin on Shabbos. That's for sure. So that's why only Erev Shabbos is Molin allowed. So therefore, they're consistent in terms of the case. Those two, they spoke about a case of Erev Yom Tov from the Seifa. But in a Hanami, you could have also spoke about Molin on Yom Tov itself. Okay, so let's see now. So now, if that's the case, so if Rava really permits you to do Molin, Imkain, Matinu Chumas Shazakai Baramasa. So what turns out, comes out is, that we see person chuma is zoche through harama. Meaning what? Look at the last Rashi on the page. Imkain, the molin. If you're really allowed to do molin, melilas biyamtiv matinu chuma shazake baramasa. Distam shibolin lo mafrishin chuma ad shiyase dagan. Most chuma, you're not mafrish it until you make it into dagan. You make it into some type of how they interpret dagan here. Until it's out, until the seeds are probably piled up, I believe. Umaolim yom tif lachlan mafrish mehen shuma al karcho. I'm not getting the question here.
I think you say that we see that you separate it. You have to separate truma. Because in order to eat it, by this case of molin.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's what it is. Again, I'm not sure the source is, but Rashi's saying, normally you're right, you can't be Mafish Shuma and Meiser. But apparently, I don't know where this is, that if the chiyuv truma kicks in on Shabbos on Yom Tov, then you're allowed to. If the chiyuv was from yesterday, that already yesterday I've got tevel in my yard and I wasn't mafresh it, I may not be mafresh it on Yom Tov alone. But if the chiyuv tevel kicked in on Shabbos alone, then there's a heter to do it. Does it explain why that is there at all? Right. I don't know why that is, but so therefore, when does a chiyuv truma kick in? The chiyuv, when does it become tevel? Once I begin to do molin, I separate the seeds. Now there's a chiyuv truma. It didn't exist before. So since a chiyuv was chal on Yom Tov, I'm allowed to be mafresh shuma on Yom Tov. So I'm not sure why that is. So he says, look at the Rosh Yosef for an explanation of this, but he doesn't explain what the explanation is. So what comes out is, we said above, you're not allowed, there's never a case in the Mishnah that you're allowed to be mafresh shuma. But if you're allowed to do molin in Yom Tov, so there is a heter. You're allowed to do molin, which then kicks in the chiyuv truma, so then you're allowed to do truma. So again, the Gemara asks, Imkain, matinu truma shazaka b'trumasa. If you're allowed to do molin, we see that there is such a case, you're allowed to do truma in Yom Tov alone. V'tnan, but our Mishnah tells us, lo, it's not lo, ima martim b'truma she'ina zaka b'trumasa v'chulei. Our Mishnah says categorically, there's never a heter to do truma on Yom Tov. So that seems to be a question to Rava that permits molin, which ends up being a heter to do truma. Mar says, Lokashi, that's not a problem. Ha Rebbe, ha Rebus be Yehudai. The Machlokas Tanaim here. So maybe I'll stop here because this takes us, this whole Machlokas takes us a bit further, like halfway down the daf. So we'll leave off with as follows. There seems to be a debate between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi be Yehuda about being mafresh, whether molin's permitted or not. We could read the Bryce without explaining. Let's go through the Bryce, and then I guess tomorrow, whoever you go to the shir with, you could just review it. The Bryce says, the Tanya, hichnis shibolin lasos b'mehen mi'isa, you bring in some of these stalks to make dough, ocha mehem arai u'pater. You're allowed to eat them temporarily. The heter is, as long as it's not a chi of tevel yet, you're allowed to eat derech arai. Just like a little snack here and there. But let's say lemolin, if you bring them in to lemolin melilos to separate the seeds from it, Rabbi Mechai, Rabbi says already there is a chiv to do the truma. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda says that you actually poter from taking truma, even though you might separate them. That's not the chiv truma as of yet. Okay, so maybe we'll stop there, and tomorrow, I guess, wherever you are for the daf, or wherever you're learning it, To finish that off. But either way, we see from here there's a machlokas whether molin will create a chiv chuma or not a chiv chuma. And that's the question before. Our Mishnah held like the opinion that says, no, even molin, even though molin's permitted on yantif, that's not going to create a chiv chuma yet. And Rava felt Rava didn't really say that. There's another opinion out there, which is this opinion that says, no, molin will create a chiv chuma. And that's really a debate. Okay, a little bit confusing today, but... All right.